In the Ebola epidemic, the death toll in West Africa has risen above 3,000. That's according to the World Health Organization. Our coverage today begins in Sierra Leone. In that country, the outbreak started in the east, near a city called Kenema. That's where one of the first treatment facilities was built. It's an incredibly dangerous place to work. Dozens of staff members have died from Ebola. Others have fled. NPR's Anders Kelto met a health worker in Kenema who is not at risk.
You have to do a lot of things just to get to the Ebola Treatment Center at Kenema Hospital. First, you pass through these two orange plastic fences and wash your hands in chlorine water. Then a guy with a hand pump sprays down your boots. You walk across some rocks that allow rainwater to drain. And eventually, you get to the Ebola ward, which is basically a big white tent. As I approach, a young man steps out of the tent. He's thin and wearing a white t-shirt that says "Good Fella." He's completely soaked with sweat because he's just taken off a plastic suit, goggles, and rubber gloves. A colleague hands him a bag of water, which he immediately chugs.
It's really hot. It's really hot. It's very much difficult to walk in there because you don't have fresh air around you. It's really difficult.
His name is Dauda Fula, and he's 23. A couple months ago, his dad got Ebola and died a few days later. Dauda helped bury him. That night, Dauda came down with a fever and knew he had to act quickly.
I had to run fast to the hospital because I knew that I had been with my dad who was suffering from this Ebola disease.
Dauda tested positive for Ebola and was admitted to this clinic. Then the rest of his family got sick and joined him here, inside the tent.
My stepmother, my younger brother and sister, and my grandmother also.
One by one, they all passed away, just a few yards from his bed.
I am the only surviving person in my family.
Before he got sick, Dauda had worked in a hospital lab. When he got better, he asked if he could work here at Kenema's Ebola ward. He was hired to draw blood.
After you recovered and you were released, you chose to come back here and to work in that same tent where your whole family passed away.
Yeah.
Why did you do that?
Well, when I was sick, I had people going in, sacrifice their lives to fight for mine, you know. So I have to do the same. I have that humanitarian feeling for those admitted here now.
Helena McCarthy is a nurse here. She took care of Dauda when he was sick. And now they work together. She says when he's in the ward, he encourages the patients who are really struggling.
He's the best person to talk to the patients. We make the patient to understand and believe. Because some of them, when they are in there, they believe that they will not make it.
But when Dauda goes up to them and says, "Look, I've been through this and I survived. Just do what the doctors say and keep fighting," they listen. And McCarthy says because Dauda has already had Ebola, he's very unlikely to get it again. McCarthy has seen 37 of her colleagues here die from Ebola. So to her, hiring survivors just makes sense.
It's a very good idea because they are more safer than us.
The CDC says it's unclear if Ebola survivors have long-term immunity to the disease. There aren't any known cases of Ebola survivors getting reinfected. But CDC says there's just not enough data to be certain that doesn't happen. Nonetheless, they and other health organizations are planning to train survivors to work in Ebola treatment centers and to provide home-based care. Dauda Fula, the young man who lost his family, says working in this Ebola ward can be devastating.
It's very, very hard, really. You know, seeing, you know, people dying. Really, I don't want to talk about it, really.
And he says he worries about more doctors and nurses here getting sick. They're like family to him now.
Every day I pray for my colleagues, I pray for the nurses, everybody. I'm still praying for them so that this Ebola thing, the Almighty, will just take it far away from the world.
Anders Kelto, NPR News, Kenema, Sierra Leone.